Blog Talk Radio.
Free Max B. But always find myself back at the back in alien. Blood vessels popping out my craniums. Niggas asking when the tape gon' drop, but I got nothing to say to them, because I've been slacking the skill. Although my passion is real, I'm too caught up catching the feel when I should be cashing the mill. There's something about me being younger that affected my hunger. Got older in number, realize I can't count on these hundreds to determine my elation. Pursue the happiness, I keep pacing. These motherfuckers racist, these ain't fear racist, they just let the fear erase us. Adopted by the slums, son of guns, this is how they rate us. Yo son, we gotta raise up, don't let them disarray us. So we raise us in the sun, so we gotta wake up.
Cause they always be behind in the cut, always in the skies watching stars when they up. So don't you confide into the evil and corrupt. This is urgent, apex on the verdict tonight, reserving surface. Cause they always be behind in the cut, always in the skies watching stars when they up. So don't you confide into the evil and corrupt. This is urgent.
Got a whole bunch of shit up on my plate now, thinking like, in the man garden it's the snake now. Cause I don't know who to believe or who to deceive. Got me thinking I sold my soul and they receive, but I won't proceed to retreat. Jigga told me watch your throne seat, and now I seize it, and the respect to big, I gotta seize it. And I hope you see me, cause these niggas don't want beef with my talents. They ain't fit for this green, they just eat the salad. You think because you have it, they just gonna let you have it. It's a lot to learning that my nigga needs to access. It's the access of the earth at the birth. I found a new balance, and now I walk on water like I knew balance, just like a relative. Marijuana said it is. Got me thinking I should put a bomb right where the Senate is. Cause they corrupting the youth. We ain't deducting the truth. Looking at the president like, yo, it must be nothing to you.
Cause they always be behind in the cut. Always in the skies, watch the stars when they up. So don't you confide into the evil and corrupt. This is urgent, apex on a verdict tonight, preserving surface. Cause they always be behind in the cut. Always in the skies, watch the stars when they up. So don't you confide into the evil and corrupt. This is urgent.
I passed the Dutch to the left and it started to make sense. It's funny how I see it more straight when I'm bent. You've been warned on the wrist to take the sit on top. Been on clock, cause you can see that I've been on watch. Shit don't stop, so you make the sacrifices. Training was priceless to ISIS and devices. When the lights switch, I shift like I'm typing. Living in the era with crisis, the lifeless. And the transacting like your man. Bitch niggas only know that transactions is the plans. But the mic is in my hand, so I valid the booth. The blacker the berry is, the more sour the fruit. They ejecting us to make us cowards. To the power of truth, we can't fly with some roots. And now we just moving cahoots. I move from the stoop and put my foot right down on the asphalt. Every night I ask, Lord, if this what I ask for.
Cause they always be behind in the cut. Always in the skies, watching stars when they up. So don't you confide into the evil and corrupt. This is urgent, apex on a verdict tonight, preserving surface. Cause they always be behind in the cut. Always in the skies, watching stars when they up. So don't you confide into the evil and corrupt. This is urgent. Cause they always be behind in the cut. Always in the skies, watching stars when they up. So don't you confide into the evil and corrupt. This is urgent, apex on a verdict tonight, preserving surface. Cause they always be behind in the cut. Always in the skies, watching stars when they up. So don't you confide into the evil and corrupt. This is urgent.
Yo, you now tuned in to the conversation with Sleeping Case. Tonight, man, we got another hot topic again, man. This is the Willie Lynch, the product of the Willie Lynch. That's what we're going to be talking about tonight. We're going to be playing a couple clips and that thing. So, man, y'all sit back, enjoy this song real quick, and we about to get to it. Let's go.
Let's go.
Get sick of this shit. Get sick of this shit. Get sick of this shit. But I'm not gonna quit, not gonna quit.
sins that may commit the misuse. But I do ask one thing, in your name, and I thank you.
It's a new year, but drama got me stressing again. So I'm feeling like I'm barely missing my blessing again. Day of prayer, then I load my smith and listen again. It ain't no telling when these niggas gon' be texting again. From all the mess that I was in, they say I'd end up in the grave. Or I would end up in an 8x10 for the rest of my days. If they coming, I ain't running the ghetto. It's where I stay real, nigga. Find me up in the gutter that's full of strays. Still a few seconds away of me feeling I'm out of time. I might not tell you something wrong, but I tell you ain't nothing fine. If I was anybody else but the truth, I'd probably be crying. Had a child the other day, but I found out he wasn't mine. It might not look like I'ma make it, but fuck it, I'm gon' be trying. Niggas say I'm out of line, but I say I'm out of my mind. Niggas betray to be down, but I guarantee you they lying. Watching niggas come around and hoping I give them they sign. I'm getting sick of this shit. Around, I'm seeing shit more worse. I ain't having the best of the feeling, I just got cursed. I go to tripping when I think a hawk and tripping a hearse. And I wonder why death ain't come and get the fake niggas first. The way I'm feeling got me looking for a permanent nurse. That's why I put 90% of what I feel in the verse. Everything I live is real, I ain't never had to rehearse. So tell them niggas who ain't street gonna get the fuck off my turf. Tell them I'm back, so gonna get a seat and relax. ABNDANG, I'm about to pull up and pack. And if I tell you I'm the realest, I'm just stating the fact. I guarantee I got the remedy for roaches and rats. The truth is here, the motherfaking niggas is gone. The image is lost and roaming like a signal on my phone, standing alone. Your pussy niggas know what I'm on. I'll make the first nigga who talking reevaluate his tone. I'm getting sick of this shit. That I thought I was cool with 2020 niggas, yeah, they on that new shit. They feel like I own something, but I don't know niggas. Nothing but middle fingers, like fuck them, I bet they won't do shit. Hop inside of my shoes, I'll introduce you the whole time. Listen when I speak, I'll introduce you the whole rhyme. Thinking of all the people around me that got took away. I'm 100 miles of running, I won't stop till I fall down. Pressure, probably just enough to make you lose it. Pistol under my seat, praying I don't have to use it. Only fear God, nothing else, and don't confuse it. Loyalty ain't the same, fuck niggas gon' abuse it. Sick of they lies, sick of they cry, sick of this pain, sick of this rain, and sick of these niggas speaking my name, shit ain't the same. Been that way since I did it with fame. I'ma hold my head high, never hold it the same. Bitch, I'm sick of this shit.
Suffer from degenerative diseases such as high blood pressure, diabetes, fibroid tumor, high cholesterol, genital herpes, or a plethora of other diseases that rob you of a quality life? If so, then visit the website of herbalist Tahuti Ma'atra at dhealthstore.com and open the door to natural healing at an affordable price. dhealthstore.com has over 1,800 products created by herbalist Tahuti Ma'atra, specifically designed to help you heal the natural and safe way. At dhealthstore.com, you'll find everything from herbal formulas and cleanses, such as Tahuti's famous Full Body Detox, as well as herbal teas, extracts, natural body butters, lotions, creams, children's products, hair care products, and of course, sexual enhancement products for both men and women. So visit the website of Tahuti Ma'atra, dhealthstore.com, or call toll free at 1-888-823-9416. dhealthstore.com.
Type of shit happen every day. All them a go on them a stop and I'm clear. None of them have the guts to rise it and spray. None of them have the guts to bust it. Yeah.
I got diamonds on my blogger. Service in my blogger. Yeah, that's my blogger. Pray the Lord on my shoulder.
cars for the whole month. Drop Porsche money, no cosign. Yeah, my records ain't got to sell, nigga. Go diamond off of my cell, nigga. Give a fuck what you sell. That chance come, I take mine. I ball hard, you bench ride. So fuck you and your baseline. No sound scan for a brick layer. Square nigga, you a brick hater. We see a bitch, you fall in love. I fall back, cause my bitch data. Where I'm from, we go crazy with them choppers. Selling dope, going diamond on my block.
I got dollars on my blogger. Service in my blogger. Yeah, that's my blogger. To my blogger.
You know what I'm saying, you know, to all the callers, on this show we don't claim to have all the answers, you know what I'm saying, but the conversation, we present this to people, you know what I'm saying, to open up their minds, and you can call in and give your thoughts on some of the things that's going on that we're talking about too, you know what I'm saying, we're willing to take a listen to you, so, you know, just sit back and enjoy the conversation, and if you feel like you got something to say, call in.
I'm telling you, with me?
Man, I'm with you, dog. I was on mute talking all this time. We are here. We on the conversation live with Case. We about to discuss some things today. I don't care what nobody got to say, but I really do want to hear y'all opinions. And we're going to do it live on stage. And that was my Muhammad Ali talk. And we got a heavyweight champ of all time. They don't know how to do anything with Case and Dennis live. No matter what they do, they can't stop us. They can't hold us back. Ooh, I'm mean. I'm lean. That's how we gonna do it, dog. That's how we do it. We have a great champion tonight. I'm Muhammad Ali, Dennis live. That's my name. Who is you? You Mike Tyson?
Yeah, I'm Mike Tyson. It's a heavyweight.
I can't even do it, man. That motherfucker talk so funny.
Hey, but yeah, man. I mean, I just want to, you know what I'm saying, say to the people, man, if y'all out there rocking with us, man, definitely call in tonight, man. We want to hear your voices, you know what I'm saying? This is the conversation. We ain't, you know, saying we know everything, but, you know, the beginning, when you begin something, you got to know who you are first. So that's what we're talking about tonight, man. We're talking about the Willie Lynch dip. I guess this is like a part two to what we did, a follow-up, right?
Yeah, it's pretty much like a product, like a part two with it, man. You know what I'm saying? Like the product. You know, I like the fact of how you put the product, you know what I'm saying, of the Willie Lynch thing. And I'm like, man, that's deep, because he did talk about a lot of things in that letter. And I'm trying to, I want to know if it was a white person that really wrote that, a Caucasian person that really wrote that letter, or it don't really matter, you know, it's supposed to wake us up, period, you know, and I just want to know the definition of it, you know what I'm saying? So when you said products, I just want to, you know, I can't wait, dog. I'm sitting up here, man, in my boots, man. It's just, I just want to hear what are all the products, what we going to talk about, what we going to discuss, who we going to come in with, who all going to come on the show. If they don't come on the show, we don't even care. We're just going to just go in. All
right, we're just for the rock okay. It out.
Yeah, man, I want to start this show off right now with, like, it's basically, you know, this is a doggone priest, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to play a little clip for y'all, you know what I'm saying, just so we can open our minds and get into this topic and everything. Let's go.
If you see your neighbor or your friend that didn't shower for 2 months, and they smell and they're stinking, and then you tell them, you know what, my friend, you stink. You need to take a shower. And then they say, okay, sit down, let me explain to you why I stink. Just take a shower. And you don't have to explain why you stink. Huh. That's the logic in which black people are exposed in. You see? That's the logic. We stink. We stink. And there shouldn't be any, you know, shame into thinking that, you know, that's the reality. The world is seen as this way for a very, very long time. We are the only people that are closing our eyes to that. You know, we are the only people in this whole world that go to other people and ask them, please, can you teach me who I am? Please, can you teach me who I should be? We are the only people that do that. You see? Okay. There is no mystery to that either. That's how you manage when you get people. Instead of using their brain, they go driven by their heart. Driven by what they feel, what they don't feel, what they sweet, what doesn't they sweet, what, you know, entertains them, what doesn't entertain them. Then you know they're going nowhere. So, you're creating what we call retarded people, because a brain is a muscle. And just like any muscle, use it or lose it. That's how it is. You use your brain, you're smart. You don't use your brain, you end up, you know, well, like us now in this time of history.
Yo. That was, once again, that was Master Naba. He was just basically talking about, you know, how black people, what position we in right now. You know what I'm saying? The black people that's here. So, you know, like, how you feel about that, Sleep?
I mean, I was trying to hear it a little bit because it was kind of low a little bit, but I know he was saying something about if you get wet. Would he say something about if you step in some mud or something like that? And if you get wet?
I'll tell you real quick. He basically said, like, okay, like black people, our position right now, we in mud, right? And then if somebody tell you, yo, you in mud, you know what I'm saying? Why you got to sit there and explain to them why you in that situation? You know what I'm saying? To get out of that situation. Our problem is, one of our problems is, we always got to break it down and explain the situation that we in and how it got like that, instead of just, you know, getting out of that situation.
I feel you. Okay.
You know, so that's basically what he was saying. So, you know, the reason I played that is because that's the whole key behind the Willie Lynch system. We know it's a system, you know what I'm saying? We know it's clear as day, man. You know what I'm saying? It's clear as day that there is a system governed for black people.
And then when people come to you, like a Farrakhan or, you know what I'm saying, a brother Ray Hagen, you know what I'm saying, all of these teachers out here that's teaching you the way to break out of the system, you got to have a, you know what I'm saying, you got to have an excuse on how to, why you can't break out of that system. So that's us today, as me, I think, as a black person. You know what I'm saying? Looking at my people, we always got to explain why we in situations. Yo, if you like to elaborate on that.
Yeah, absolutely. I feel like, man, a lot of people, we put ourselves or we stress ourselves out a lot. You know, I'm going to go with the working environment. You know, you in a situation, you at a job that you can't stand. But you know that it's easier to say, okay, well, I'm going to walk out that door, I'm never going to come back. But you know it's going to be hard because of your living arrangements. You know what I'm saying? You know you got to pay bills. You know you got to put food on the table. You know you got to provide for your kids, if you have kids. Or you just have to do certain things that pretty much locks you in. And we don't think about, okay, well, even though we say the economy is the way that it is right now, we still, that like kind of scares us a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Well, I say me, it'll kind of scare me a little bit because I'm like, man, what if I don't get a job when I could just say, you know what? While I'm working this job, I'm just going to be putting other apps in. I still work this job. At least I'm just going to feel good going to work because I know that I'm applying myself for another better opportunity. So that's why when Master Naba was saying that, like, man, if you got mud on you, get out and just go take a shower. That's just basically it, to where you can have a solution resolved if you don't, if you just sit down, humble yourself, and just think about the situation and what are your options. That's how I look at that. You know, so when you say get out the mud and just go wash yourself out. Because we could say, okay, I quit my job. Yeah, we could easily get up and say I quit the job and go, you know, and find something else. But you still got to do what? Like he said, you get out the mud, you go wash yourself off. You got to use, you know, if you're going to use soap, whatever, you're going to use something to clean your body. And that's how I look at it in my perspective is, if I'm going to be at that job, I'm going to find other avenues, like that soap and water. I'm going to find other avenues of going to other resources to look for another job so I get out of that situation. That's how I look at that, bro.
Right, right. I mean, this is one of the main reasons that I talk about culture so much is because, like, as I said, culture teaches you certain things to do, to certain do's and don'ts. Now, you know that, you know what I'm saying, as that's what your people live by. If you know that's what your people live by, then you shouldn't be doing that and falling for this and, you know what I'm saying, doing things like that. As I say all the time, black people don't have no culture because we keep falling for the same thing and we keep moving in the same direction with our shit. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So that's why I always preach that, you know what I'm saying, a person to tell you something, it's kind of funny. I figured this out, man, a while back ago. When a white person to a black people, when a white person is saying it, it got to be the truth. Coming from a black mouth, man, this nigga bullshit. You know what I'm saying? So that just shows you how much that we have a dislike for ourselves. I can tell a brother like this, well, I'm doing it this way. I'm doing it my cultural way because this is the way my people did it. And he'll still hit me with something, you know what I'm saying, from out of the Bible. And it's like, to me, that's crazy because I'm telling you, this is the way my people did it. You know what I'm saying? And I know the way that Christianity and religion is not even just talk about Christianity, Muslims, all of that. I know the way that religion was handed over to us. It was handed to us in a forceful way. You dig what I'm saying? This isn't history. It was handed to us in a forceful way. So when I say to a religious person, yo, I'm doing it the way that my ancestors did it. You know what I'm saying? I'm praying the way they did it and like that. I mean, I'd rather be wrong with them because we've been wrong with other people already. For 300 years, I say that we've been wrong with other people. So to me, I think religion is a good way of controlling people, and that's one thing that we got to, you know what I'm saying, we just got to give them it back. We got to find out who we is and what type of spiritual system of who we represented back in the day. So, you know.
I got you. I'm looking at the fact of Do it sound like I'm in
Wait, what you say?
Do it sound like I'm in a big space? Can you hear me good?
Nah, you good.
Okay. I'm looking at the fact of that, you know, if you say, okay, religion, and that's cool. You know what I'm saying? Like, I could see, because, you know, religion can mean a lot of things. It can mean cult, whatever, when you come into it. Master Naba, he's a spiritual leader. You know what I'm saying? So it's like when you take on the fact of, let's say, Christianity, it's always good to have a spiritual leader around you, that somebody that you can trust, because even if we say, okay, the Europeans gave us this Christianity, right? And that's what all the African American people are saying. But if you got another African American man teaching you and applying that Christianity to our lifestyle and in a positive mindset, I don't think there's really nothing wrong with that. You know what I'm saying? Now, if you let's just say, for instance, your spiritual leader is a pedophile, you're going to eventually see the negativity or the nastiness that this man is carrying on with the kind of traits, because eventually it's going to trickle down to you. You know what I'm saying? If you see with the religious mindset that we put it on, what all do we hear, Case? We hear about Catholics. Now we're starting to hear about, even with the black community, how most of these pastors are doing what? Sleeping with these little young boys, right?
Yeah.
So I just feel like it's a matter of a system of trusting. Because, I mean, if we use it with the kinetic thinking, see, and I can't really touch on that with you because I don't know nothing about it. You know me, I don't go in those zones, you know what I'm saying, that's going to put me in a mind where I don't know. And that's why it's good to have this show, so you can teach us and help us understand where it starts with the culture and work our way up into it. You know what I'm saying? Far as, you know, like, what year did the religion start kicking in? When did the Europeans start doing this? So you know all these type of things, and it's good for a person that's going to sit down and understand you and learn from you and not look at the fact of that you're downplaying me because I am a Christian and you downplaying me. I don't even look at that like that with you. I look at it like, okay, I see where you're coming from, and I'm learning from that. And if you got facts, which majority of the time you do have facts, when you have those facts, it makes you say, wow, period. And that's all I love about it.
That's what I'd say, like, man, I mean, you know what really, really got me into the whole, you know, comedic movement? I was studying history, you know what I'm saying? I was studying history. I started looking, and everything came out, but, you know what I'm saying, it shocked the shit out of me. I'm like, okay, you know what I'm saying? Then I got a little deep in there. I wanted to know, you know, what type of systems that we practice and everything. And, I mean, when I went and found the Dogons, it was like everything was clear, was simplified, dog. It wasn't hard. It was just simplified. You dig what I'm saying? So this is why I get kind of frustrated with my people in religion, because, you know what I'm saying, religion keeps you, to me, it keeps you locked inside of a box. You know what I'm saying? Then it keeps you looking at your oppressor. You know, it teaches you basically to look at your oppressor like their God. Because if you really think about it, white people brought, and I'm not even going to say white people, Caucasian people brought black people this version of Christianity. The Muslims, Arabs, that they brought their version of Muslims to black people. When this, in fact, this stuff was in Africa like thousands of years before they even brought it over. They just brought different versions of it. You dig what I'm saying? And they taught it to the people by force. Now, some of the African tribes managed, you know, to escape out of that and didn't want to, you know, get into that when the people came over there to teach them like that. They was like, no, we're going to keep our systems and all of that. If you really look, all of these books, they teach you that Egyptians was like, you know what I'm saying, like the enemy. Like, they was the dirty people. They had slaves and shit like that. But let's be real. Like, the pyramids was built before that story even went on inside the Bible. You dig what I'm saying? And then you look at a lot of other stuff, like Moses sending the dead bodies down, you know what I'm saying, the river, the diseased bodies down to the river. He's sending them down to black people because those was black people down there. You dig what I'm saying? So, I mean, it's like, it's a lot of stuff up in them books, man. And I'm not just talking about the Bible. I'm talking about the Quran, the Torah. It's a lot of things up in them books that's contradictory and basically just set up, man. You got to understand, these people, these families that we up against, they had writers. They are thinkers. And the objective is to get people not to think. And it worked good. You dig what I'm saying? These are thinkers that we up against, the so-called elite shadow people, Illuminati, whatever you want to call them. These people think. That's all they do is sit around 24 hours and think of ways of fucking other people, you know what I'm saying, out of certain things. So it's almost like a mind. What were you about to say?
No, I was like, wow, I'm listening to you. Go ahead.
Yeah, so it's almost like a mind control program, man. Because if you look, like you said, all of the priests, you know what I'm saying, up in the Catholic churches and things like that, come on, man, they raping kids. They doing all types of crazy shit inside of churches nowadays. You go to the church, man, you see more gay people up in the church than you see outside the church. And that don't make sense to me, and I'm not, you know, I know we probably got gay listeners and everything. I'm not bashing gay people at all. You dig what I'm saying? I mean, inside the book, inside the Bible, it says wrong. Now, I'm not a Bible thumping person, but it says wrong. So, you know, you look at a lot of stuff that's going on inside the churches and everything. It's like, come on, man, who can you trust nowadays? And then they don't beat God and hell and the devil inside of your brain so hard where it's like you can't really give it back without feeling guilty. But me, hey, I gave it back without feeling guilty. So, you know what I'm saying? That's the type of stuff that make me upset with my people, because it's like we just won't give them their shit back. Like, here, take this. We not smart enough to pick up a book ourselves or go out there to another country or go, you know, over to Africa, over to Europe or whatever, and study real history and, you know what I'm saying, real scientific facts. You know what I'm saying? We comfortable with somebody else dictating our lives in the way it's supposed to go. So I understand to a lot of the Christian brothers and Muslim brothers out there, y'all scared to give religion back because, you know, there's a hell and all of this. I mean, hey, if that's what you think, I mean, that's what you think. But other than that, at least for the sake of your
ice water.
You say what?
We use ice water.
Who needs wise water?
At least
for the sake of your people, man, learn history and learn where all of these religions that's put upon us came from. Because they, you know, slaves didn't get off the boat talking about, oh, my God, these white people going to kill us. I mean, this is just a fact. You dig what I'm saying? They weren't even supposed to read. They was beaten. You know what I'm saying? If they got caught with a book.
Wow.
I mean, I'm just saying, give history a chance, man. Give the facts a chance. Go and learn from your people. You already learned from other cultures. Now it's time to say, okay, man, I've been taught all my life that Africa wasn't shit. The people over there ain't shit. They got AIDS. They skinny. They malnutrition and all this. No. Stop the bullshit. Go look for yourself. And when you go look, when a lot of black people go look, you're going to have an awakening. Like, you're going to be like, wow, I didn't know everything was so simple. We locked into an emotional state. That's why everything is not simple to us anymore. So, you know, that's all I wanted to say, you know what I'm saying, about that. Yo, Sleep, you still there?
Yes, sir.
All right, man. I wanted to play another clip, man. I don't know how good y'all can hear these clips. It was kind of like a last-minute thing. So, you know what I'm saying, if you could be patient, you know what I'm saying, we'll put all the clips back on later in the show. But I'm going to play another clip for all the uneducated people out there that don't know what the Willie Lynch chip is, and we're going to get into it after that. Let's get it.
Let's do it.
The message for today is entitled, How to Deactivate Your Willie Chip. How to deactivate your Willie Lynch chip. Now, some of you here might not know who Willie Lynch was.
Yes, yes, yes.
So let me get right into the meat of this today, and I trust that you will take notes, as the brother just said, write down, because I want to give you something to think about today.
Yes, yes.
There was a man in 1832 who was a state official for the state of Virginia. His name was Henry Berry. And Henry Berry said in the Virginia House of Delegates, and I quote him, here's what he said, talking about Africans or Negroes, or what they really called us back then was Negroes. And this is what he said. We have, as far as possible, closed every avenue by which light might enter the Negroes' minds. If we could extinguish the capacity to see the light, our work would be complete. They would then be on a level with the beasts of the field, and we would be safe. I am not certain that we would not do it if we could find out the process, and that on the plea of necessity. Again, we're talking about a state senator in Virginia who made that statement before the House of Delegates in 1832. Something about Virginia. There's a city in Virginia called Lynchburg. And that's where Jerry Falwell is from, y'all. Where Liberty Baptist College is from. Lynchburg, Virginia. There's a reason why it's called Lynchburg, Virginia in 2002. Not just because they lynched Africans there, but in honor of a man named Willie Lynch. Willie Lynch there in Virginia, and he said these words, if you will allow me to read his speech to you. But you need to understand what his speech was, all right? So you know how to deactivate your Willie Lynch chip, because brothers and sisters, everybody born in this country, especially every African born in this country, is implanted with the Willie Lynch chip before they even leave the womb. Here's what he said. Greetings, gentlemen. I greet you here on the bank of the James River in the year of our Lord, 1712. First, I shall thank you, the gentlemen of the colony of Virginia, for bringing me here. I am here to help you solve some of your problems with slaves. Your invitation reached me on my modest plantation in the West Indies, where I have experimented with some of the newest and still the oldest methods for controlling slaves. Ancient Rome would envy us if my program is implemented. As our boat sailed south James River, which by the way is named in honor of our illustrious king, whose version of the Bible we cherish, I saw enough to know that your problem is not unique. While Rome used cords of wood as crosses for standing human bodies along its highways in great numbers, you are here using the tree and the rope on occasion. I caught the whiff of a dead slave hanging from a tree a couple of miles back. You are only losing valuable stock by hangings. You are having uprisings. Slaves are running away. Your crops are sometimes left in the fields too long for maximum profit. You suffer occasional fires. Your animals are killed. Gentlemen, you know what your problems are? I do not need to elaborate on them. You know what they are. I'm not here to enumerate your problems. I'm here to introduce you to a method of solving them.
Tune in to the Dennis Life Network featuring our superstar roster. Every Wednesday at 7:30 p.m., you got the conversation with Case, waking our urban people up. Followed by every Thursdays at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time with the Relationship Hour with Pastor Mo discussing real life matters and ministry and relationships. Then you have Hip Hop Fridays interviewing and playing the hottest pure talent from all over the world at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. And every Saturday at 4 p.m. Central Standard Time, you are tuned in with the Dennis Live Show that is a general-based topic show interacting with the people. www.westcityworld1.com.
Do you suffer from degenerative diseases such as high blood pressure, diabetes, fibroid tumor, high cholesterol, genital herpes, or a plethora of other diseases that rob you of a quality life? If so, then visit the website of herbalist Tahuti Ma'atra at dhealthstore.com and open the door to natural healing at an affordable price. dhealthstore.com has over 1,800 products created by herbalist Tahuti Ma'atra, specifically designed to help you heal the natural and safe way. At DHealthStore.com, you'll find everything from herbal formulas and cleanses, such as Tahuti's famous Full Body Detox, as well as herbal teas, extracts, natural body butter, lotions, creams, children's products, hair care products, and of course, sexual enhancement products for both men and women. So visit the website of Tahuti Ma'atra, DHealthStore.com, or call toll-free at 1-888-823-9416. DHealthStore.com.
Okay, yo, when we back, what y'all had just heard, man, I had heard Dr. Ray Hagen, man, or Pastor Ray Hagen, you know, that's from a video called Deactivating the Willie Lynch Chip. And y'all can look for that video on YouTube, you know what I'm saying? It's a lot of stuff out there. I just wanted to play that so y'all can know where we're going and what we're talking about, you know what I'm saying? And I guess, you know, he presented it a little better, you know, than me saying it or whatever. But
right.
Basically, what was being said right there, man, is basically how a dude came, you know what I'm saying, came in and showed the slave masters how to break, you know, slave people, how to break black people, you know what I'm saying? And some of the methods of breaking the black man and the woman was to separate them, first separate the mother from the father. You dig what I'm saying? And then separate the kids from the father. You know, they kind of use like breaking a horse as an analogy to, you know, apply these type of rules and shit. And if you see most of these rules that they use, we still live under in today's world. You dig what I'm saying? A black man and a black woman don't really even get along in the household. I mean, there's a large percent of black men and black women that, you know, the relationship just don't last too long. Because, you know, back then, they made some of the methods, man, it's kind of crazy, man. You know what I'm saying? Some of the methods was taking the big black dude in front of his girl, in front of a bunch of black women, tying them up, bending them down, and sodomizing them. Now, I'm not making this up. You know what I'm saying? I'm not making this up. This is a fact. This is documented stuff. Yeah, they used to rape slaves back then. But, you know, they used to terrify these people. I you know what I'm saying? Our ancestors back then, our great-great-great-grandparents, man, they had to endure some shit. You know what I'm saying? They had to endure some shit and seeing some shit. And basically, with seeing that, man, it kind of changed their mind structure. This is why, you know, the shit was passed on to us, you know, now and today. Don't do this, don't do that. You know what I'm saying? You're going to get in trouble. If you do this, you're going to get in trouble. And that kind of affected the way, you know what I'm saying? It basically took all our values away because we had to go under another culture's identity in order to survive, and that's still what's happening today. And people don't even use it as a survival tool no more. The methods that was used back then by our people just so they wouldn't get whipped and, you know, be cut up and all types of, you know, sadistic shit done to them, these methods are, you know, still being used today with black people, but we're not using them for survival anymore. We just using them just because they're there, and, you know, to us, that's a fact, if you get what I'm saying.
I got you. I'm listening to you, man.
You say what's up?
I said, I got you, man. I hear you, man. I'm listening to you. I was trying to figure out, like, you know, send the codes. So you said something. You said that we're not using it no more today. Can you give us, like, a little bit of, you know, dialogue with it a little bit?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, like, what I mean is, like, okay, let's go back. Religion. You know, back then, a black person probably didn't. You, if you think about somebody coming off a slave, man, they hungry, you know what I'm saying? They being whipped, they watching their people get killed on the boat and all of that. We can say, yo, this is God. We didn't even speak English, so I'm pretty sure half them slaves didn't even know what the hell a God was, what that word was. So basically, if you look at the things that they use, they use the Bible just to show that, you know what I'm saying, it's cool for people to be enslaved, and this is why it's being done. If you listen to a bunch of them stories, like, there, I don't know the name of the people right offhand, but there was a people that God disliked very much inside the Bible. I don't know if you know the name of them people or not.
The Pharisees and the scribes.
Okay, okay. Yeah, like, I mean, they used that analogy to say, okay, that was y'all, so y'all deserve to be, you know what I'm saying, enslaved. Then you even got some black people so dumb, you know what I'm saying, I know you heard this before, I'm going to even say dumb, but so uneducated, that they believe that black people did something to God and he got mad at us and put us in a situation and then we had to rediscover him through a bunch of vicious people. I'm pretty sure you heard that before. Yo, you still there?
I'm still there. I'm listening to you. Go ahead.
No, no, I'm asking you. I'm pretty sure you heard that analogy of religion before, right? That we lost our religion over there and we had to be put in somebody else's hands to find ourselves again.
Oh, yeah. Yes, sir. Yeah, I heard of that. Yeah, that's crazy.
This is a hell of a way of finding ourselves again. You know what I'm saying? Like, a hell of a way. You know, if people only knew half the shit, I mean, I know we ain't living back then, but I break a lot of this stuff down and talk about a lot of this stuff because we have to understand the type of people that we are dealing with here. You know what I'm saying? We dealing with some very arrogant-ass people that applied these methods on black people, and basically, it ain't even really about racism. Is not, let's talk about that. Racism is basically not about a person's skin color. Racism is about control of white people. You dig what I'm saying? So the reason that they had to break black people, you know what I'm saying, so they can live the way that they necessarily wanted to live. And I mean, we used it as a survival tool back then. Okay, Master, I'll read your Bible. Now it's like a law today where we go, you know what I'm saying, we fight against each other for the shit that our ancestors had to survive with. So, you know what I'm saying? Would you like to elaborate on that?
Yeah, yeah. I'm just basically saying it like, man, to the point where you're breaking it down, you know, it makes sense. I see where it's at when people say, okay, well, even looking, going back into the days of how when Jesus didn't like the Pharisees and the scribes, and I'm just trying to go back and then try to work my way up a bit. You know, the reason why, you know, he didn't like them is because they was arrogant, man. You know, so they was more like just cocky with the, you know what I'm saying? Like, we'll say the Pharisees and scribes are like the rich people right now, the snobs. You know, or they want to create their own law. And by them creating their own law, they know that you still got to obey a law, but they're not obeying the law or following the law. And that's what the killer part was. You know what I'm saying? And then coming back to the dialect of what you're saying.
But let me show you this, though. Basically, you know what I'm saying, I don't know if you know the story about, you know what I'm saying, the Haitian Revolution or whatever, you know, when the, I don't know his name right off, he got a French name, but I don't know his name right offhand, but basically, he said to his people, you know what I'm saying, the Haitian people, he said, if you want to win, just give them their Bible back. They gave them, they didn't live by, you know what I'm saying, they gave them the Bible back, basically. They gave them their religious teachings back, all their spirituality with it, and then when they went to war with them, they basically sent their ass home with that's how Haiti, the island Haiti, was run. you know what I'm saying, through a revolution of killing French people and sending them back on the boats, like with their heads cut off or some shit like that. You dig what I'm saying? Now, let me show you something. I'm going to show you how the Willie Lynch shit plays over to nowadays. When we had this earthquake inside Haiti, you had all of these people, even black people, saying that the Haitians made a deal with the devil and God was just paying them for it. It's like, are you serious? They made a deal with the devil because they basically gave them back their shit and, you know, sent them home. This is how black people, this is how bad we in some shit, man, that black people now even protect the people that's doing something to them. You dig what I'm saying? Like, wow. They said that the people in Haiti was worshiping the devil. You dig what I'm saying? When that shit hit, it's crazy, man. You know what I'm saying?
I see what you're saying. It's like basically, if by them giving it up, the religion is more so like, all right, you worship the devil, or is it called witchcraft, or, you know what I'm saying, them natures, or they're just totally different. I'm trying to follow
you. Yeah. Okay. And our people are the biggest, you know what I'm saying, people that be on that, you know what I'm saying? You be like, oh, well, and I don't do the church thing. Oh, man, you gonna go to hell. You going to this and that, and, man, you know we better people with God and all. It's like, really?
I got you.
I want to know, you know, to all the people out there that do the whole religious thing, whether you Christian, Baptist, Catholic, you know what I'm saying, Muslim, I want to ask you this. Why in the hell, and don't call me with no stupid shit talking about, well, Jesus died from the sins and all of this, boy. Why is it that kids are still murdering each other out there? I'm talking about kids.
Well, you go to hell.
Huh?
You go to hell.
I'm going to hell? I'm not going to.
I'm listening to you. Go ahead, pal. Say what you got to say.
No, why is it kids still murdering kids out there? Why is it husbands cheating on wives? Why is wives cheating on husbands? I mean, we basically living in hell, man. And I mean, people keep, man, this free will, this free will, that. Okay. Like, you know, thankfully, it's my whole thing is, the system that we live in basically as a whole has no values, man. It has no values to benefit anybody but itself. And that's basically what the Willie Lynch shit is. You know what I'm saying? It has no values and it's just benefiting it for yourself. So you break up people. So people minds now rest you fucked me up, but people minds nowadays, it's just, you know what I'm saying, rest upon a savior coming to save them. And this is what's been taught to them by the people that was impressing them, man. We black people, we really think that a savior for to come down and change our thing. No. Don't work like that. And it's never going to happen. You know what I'm saying? We need some structure. That's all. We need some structure. And then, you know, I want to say this too. We had a brother that called in, Mr. Solution. Thanks for calling in, bro. You know what I'm saying? I think it was on a Saturday show.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So now I want to give him a shout out for calling in. I just want to say, man, this show is basically not really about economics. This is a conversation show where people can call in and give their free thoughts on anything that we're talking about. I mean, that's how people learn. Me, for one, I think we can't move economically anywhere until we rediscover who we is and start trusting each other. Because as long as we have them stand-ups where black people don't trust each other, as long as we keep fighting against each other and we hate each other, man, it don't matter how much money we get, shit is still going to be fucked up. Because if you look, Nigeria got a bunch of money and they the most corrupt, one of the most corrupt countries in, you know what I'm saying, in the world.
Yeah, what the blood diamond, that's where they from? Oh, that's from Africa.
Who you talking about, the Nigerians?
Yeah, that's where they have the blood diamonds at or anything like that? Like, why Nigeria is considered the richest, like one of the richest countries?
Wait, say that one more time.
I was saying, like, why is Nigeria considered, like, one of the richest countries? Because, you know, I've been hearing that a lot, you know, saying that Nigeria.
They have all these gold mines and diamond mines and, you know, minerals and things like that. So, you know, that's one of the things that's going on actually over there is basically you got different countries coming in now saying that they're trying to fight, you know what I'm saying, against that Coney shit and then the African pirates and everything. I mean, basically what's happening, man, is Africa is getting ready to be, you know what I'm saying, overran. Overran, just like how the Middle East is going right now. And, I mean, it's all just being set up to go that way. That's why you have a lot of, like, Nigerian officials. I mean, they playing the game on the other team. You know, they always use our people against our people, and that's what's going on today.
Right.
One think he's gaining more power than the other, and, you know, think he's going to go somewhere with it. But real talk, I don't give a fuck how rich you is never going to be inside of that boys' club. I'm sorry. To all the black people out there that think that they, because they got billions or whatever, they're going to be in that system, no. It's not made for you. And these people are thinkers. They cannot slip up, you know what I'm saying, slip up even once, because they know if they slip up, they done.
Wow. So, man, so basically what I'm gathering from you, man, is that you're looking at the fact of, let's say, okay, we get back to religion. We go back to with the basics, right? Okay, you know, that's part of culture. You're going back to where you came from. I'm not saying going back there. I'm just saying, like, far as learning the way of life, and I'll put it in that sense. All right. You're going back to learn a way of life. And, all right, let's say, okay, right now, as let's just say we're in our 30s, right? Okay, as a 30-year-old man, he stopped. He just stopped and dropped. He gives up the religion. He gives up the Bible. He don't believe in, the Christianity, the Quran, the Torah. He gives all that up. Then he started learning the kinetic ways. Do you actually think that will say that, like, that would be our savior, in our African American neighborhood, in our communities, in those nations? Do you think that would help us?
Well, that's just only one of the things, man. I mean, it ain't, you know, solely just religion. Those are one of the things that I talk about, because I see that's one of the humps that we just can't get over as a group. You know what I'm saying? As a group of people, like, we did not come from this land, or we did not come from over where, you know, that virgin was taught. So why would we even respect that when nobody is respecting anything that we come from? Basically what I'm saying, nobody respects Africa. Nobody respects anything that comes out of Africa. African people that's in America don't even respect Africa. You dig what I'm saying? So that's one of the things that I talk about a lot, religion. It's because those one of the things we can't get over. But, man, it's many things, like values, man. What I mean, we got to obtain our culture, man. We got to basically find what our people believed in, how they moved together, how the hell was they so successful back then. Because, I mean, Africa, man, had millions of empires, man. Like, this right here that we living in, this is an empire, okay. But, no, they had, like, a lot of them, man, like a lot of them over there, thousands of them. And you think one of the most richest men up in the world was a black dude. You know what I'm saying? I forgot. You I think you know his name. It's right on the tip of my tongue. Well, needless to say, it was a black man. You know what I'm saying? And he basically controlled all the gold in Africa and things like that. One of the things that I was saying was we got to start doing business with each other. And we can't do business with each other because everybody wants what another culture has. That's the biggest thing in the black community. If you have what another culture have, you're better than somebody else in your culture.
You feel what I'm going?
Like, okay, we had FUBU, we had fucking Carl Canal. We had a bunch of, you know, clothing designers out there. You know, everybody rocked this stuff for a little while. But once the people in the industry found the way, you know what I'm saying, to corrupt that shit, you know what I'm saying, they came in with the Gucci, the Versace, and black people don't even make this. Like, they don't make none of that stuff. They don't design anything, you know, no Gucci or nothing. And that money goes, where does that money go? To another culture or people. So I mean, that's another thing, is like we don't like ourselves enough for enough people to really, you know, put some shit in the black community that's going to stay there. And you know what I'm saying? If you look at Puffy, man, come on, we can put shit like this: Ciroc, alcohol. You dig what I'm saying? Because guess what? One thing about black people, we going to drink. Right?
Right.
I mean, let's be real. One thing about black people, man, we going to drink. So they already know what type of stuff, man. This shit right here is a mind domination. They know what type of stuff we going to be on. You could bring out another black clothing designer. That shit will last for a little while long, and then you feel like you got to go on to some Gucci, because when females get Gucci, I'm better than this bitch. A nigga get some Versace shoes, I'm better than this dude. I'm wearing $500 shoes. You know what I'm saying? Everything, man, was everything out of that Willie Lynch shit turned us against each other. So, therefore, we can't even do business with each other no more. We can't even try to even put money in the community. I sit here a lot and I think Kanye West, for instance, he from Chicago. Over 600 people died last year. Did this man come here and get one benefit concert? Like, yo, I'm going to just do one concert in Grant Park, you know what I'm saying, stop the violence concert or whatever. No. Is he? No. No. Because they got motherfuckers at the top right now. They got money that's, they scared to go back into the community and put money there because ain't nobody going to really back them. If shit fall, you know what I'm saying, shit fall apart and nobody's going to back them.
Well, do you think that, I mean, I know he said it in his rap, you know what I'm saying? I know it was in one of his raps that he said something about how, you know, saying everybody's over there, you know, Iraq or Iran or wherever they at, but it's still, you know, saying like over 500-something plus in Chi-Town down alone. So I know he's aware. I know, speaking of Kanye West, I know he's aware of what's going on. You know, saying everybody, when you're from Chicago, you in tune, you know, saying what's going on when it comes to your hometown. So, you know, I don't know. Do you think that, you know, by him using his rap, you think that's kind of helping, or do you just think that it's, you still need the economical funds, or, well, not the economical, but you just need the money, the financial resources to help build the structure? You know what I'm saying? Like, you think that if you do a fundraiser, a fundraiser concert or something of that nature, do you think that it'll happen? You think that'll kind of help us?
I think, like, okay, back in the days, man, people used to do small things. I think the small things count. I mean, at least acknowledge these shorties. Let them know, look, I'm from this city. I know y'all got it hard. I'm going to give y'all something for free. You know what I'm saying? Chill out. You know what I'm saying? They look up. They know they look up to these rappers, dog. You dig what I'm saying? Like, that's all the kids really got to look up to is rappers and actors and entertainers, right? Now, that's what they're promoting nowadays. If you really look at a lot of these people, just actors and entertainers, you know, some of them get back. I'm not going to shit on everybody. Some of them rappers get back. You know, I know T.I. got his little construction thing going on for you like single mothers up in Atlanta and stuff like that. So some rappers give back, man. I just think since these dudes is making money off these kids and these kids are shooting themselves and doing all of this shit, you know what I'm saying, they say Gucci. Kid, go out and get a Gucci belt, get shot over the Gucci belt. Since they promoting and marketing all of this shit, I think they should at least give these shorties something back at the end of the day. You know what I'm saying?
I see. Right. I see what you're saying.
We in a community, and if they just doing that shit and they don't even care, like promoting this and promoting things that's getting these shorties out here hurt, you know what I'm saying? The shorty's going to look up like, okay, man, these motherfuckers don't care, so they must be real. That's how you really get it. And that's what's going on. You know, a lot of these shorties taking this rap shit for real and living that day out there doing the shit. So I think, you know, like I said, in the end of the day, man, we got to start off with small things in order to deactivate this shit inside of our people. We got to start with really small, tiny things. Because those are the things that's really killing us. Simplify, my dude.
Right. I see what you're saying. Like, just breaking it down and bringing it down to the lowest term. And I'm just trying to, you know, I'm sitting back. I'm more the person that's going to ask you questions. And you basically keep on, you know, saying doing what it is. Now, me giving my opinion, you know, we don't see eye to eye on certain things, but you break them down. You know what I'm saying? You break it down to the point where you help me understand. And I'm saying it in a sense of that I'm that person that is demagnetized, right? I'm that person that's in White America. I'm that person that's in corporate America. So I'm the one that's going to ask you these questions, and I'm going to humble myself to listen to what it is that you have structured for us. You know what I'm saying? So that way, if nobody calls in, at least that way we are getting some of these answers, some of these questions to these answers. Man, you can't stop way after murder, death, kill, huh? Yeah, man. But that's basically what I want to do. So I'm going to ask you this question here, too. With that pattern, you know what I'm saying, when he was saying about the fact of how we are demagnetized or how to demagnetize or how to give it back, why do you think it's so hard to just not pick up and just go? You know, I'm going to give you just, you know, I'm going to ask you this here with that. Why do you think it's so hard? That's one. And I'm asking you this here. Do you think it's because African black people don't know how to communicate? What you think?
Well, basically, dog, we have turned into an overly emotional-ass group of people. That's basically why we won't get up. Like, you know, Master Nava said in the beginning, if I tell you in mud, you know what I'm saying, why you got to explain me? We always got to explain for a reason why we need their religion, why we need their system, why we need their health care. It's like we always got a reason to explain shit. Well, I can't do this and I can't do that. I can't move that way or I can't believe in that. We always got to hang up on why we do these type of things. So that's why I think, you know what I'm saying, it starts with small things like the emotional thing for one. If black people was to get out of an emotional state, you know what I'm saying, and just respond to simple things that's being done to us, simple things, man, we'll be better. I mean, we'll be better. That's one way. Another way, you know what I'm saying, deactivating the Willie Lynch shit. Like, for instance, I'm watching two girls fight on a video, right? And the dudes, instead of them breaking it up, they in the back screaming World Star Hip Hop. I mean, I know you've seen videos like that, right?
All day.
Okay. Like, that is a part of this culture that we live in now, you know, to enjoy violence. That's a part of this culture. And those, you know what I'm saying, that's just small shit, you know what I'm saying? And who instills this inside of these kids? To, you know, instead of them breaking up somebody sitting there leaking blood on the floor, they sitting there in the back laughing, screaming out. I mean, who puts that inside these kids? The media. Everybody want their 5 minutes of fame nowadays. I think if, in a black household, if people teach their kids, man, that like fame ain't everything and fortune ain't everything, because that's all they show you how to be famous on TV, but they know inside of this system, only a few can make it. And the few that they choose, those are going to be the people that's going to be better to control. Everybody ain't going to become, you know what I'm saying, super famous or whatever, because they know everybody can't be controlled in certain ways. So, I mean, if we in a black community that teach motherfuckers and teach these kids trades instead of, you know what I'm saying, thinking about them as rappers, football players, and all of that shit. You look at half these parents, that's what they want their kids to be. I mean, look at Lil Mouse. How old is Shorty, like 13?
I keep hearing it, man. I think, I don't know if he's 13, 14, 12. Yeah, but he's somewhere in that age bracket, I want to say.
I mean, just what parent in their right damn mind, let's say 13 or 14, however old he is, talk about the shit that this boy is talking about, and then their answer to it, well, it's going on in the street right now. Like, come on, man, this shorty ain't even live life like you still wiping his ass for him. So how you know about, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
It's crazy. You know what I'm saying? It's crazy of the things that come out of the black community, man. And, I mean, I ain't going to lie. If I was rich, too, I probably wouldn't even do a lot of shit for what? soon as you do, you know what I'm saying, people just, your own people going to be used to attack you because they don't know nobody.
That's crazy. Yeah, you're right, bro.
So, I mean, like I said, dog, it's small little things. Take a black person, put them in the room, have a white person come in, say, nigga, this motherfucker, you know that black person probably more than likely for to go to jail because they for beat that person ass. If we stop responding to emotional things like that, you know what I'm saying, that's the better off that we going to be. Everything is an emotional thing. You know what I'm saying? It's like they smack me in the arm, so I got to go smack them in the arm. Instead of just getting up, like he said, out of the mud. Okay, if the person keeps smacking you in the mud, just, you know, smack you in the arm, get up out the mud, and leave.
Right. Wow.
So if you got any more questions, I mean.
Well, yeah, I do. And I come off of the fact of that I still want to see, like, far as what can we do? How can we all come together? Or not everybody. Do you think that it should be, like, one person from each area? You know, so let's just, and we'll break it down from South Chicago. Do you think that the person that's probably the alderman of that community, the leader of the gang of that community, the person that's like the, you know, the big mama, the big, you know, they do the big mama, that they, the well-respected person that lives in that neighborhood, what voice do you think that's going to make these people listen? You know, so now I'll break it down from going from 79th.
What voice? I mean, man, I mean, it starts at home. You know what I'm saying? It starts at the crib. I mean, it's, these parents can, like I said, learn history and learn things from out of that and, you know, learn things about our culture, then, you know what I'm saying, we could be cool from that area. But, I mean, like I said, man, that shit, like, it's hard to even say one thing, you know what I'm saying, that's going to help us. It's really hard to say that, man. I mean, you got a lot of pastors and stuff, you know, they starting to teach some knowledge up inside the church to the black people and shit. I mean, I see that more and more on the YouTube videos and, you know, they teaching some knowledge about what's his name. But then there's just a lot of black people out here, they can't deal with the truth, dog. They don't want to deal with the truth. This is why Django was made and Samuel Jackson character was created. Because you still have a lot of black people that's still in that position of, well, they content with how things is, and they don't want things to change, because if they want things to change, then they're going to have to work even harder.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they can't cool no more and get shit for free. They're going to have to work harder.
Wow.
Like, to me, answer this question right here. How come, and I had asked your boy AB this question, how come you get a child that comes from Africa, and you got white kids here, you got Spanish kids here, you got Chinese kids here. How come the African child ends up doing better than all of them kids?
Well, I know you were talking about that. We were saying that, like, far as, you know, saying the structure.
Yeah, because they were structured out a little more better than them kids. They didn't have to deal with the TV and the internet, you know what I'm saying, telling them, because basically the TV and internet is dictating to these kids what they're supposed to be. You dig what I'm saying? Like, that's what dictates. So they don't have all of them, like, the TV teaching them how to hate themselves even more and all of this because they don't have this or they don't look like that. So when they get over here, they just like, this shit is easy. If you really look, man, it's 13, 14-year-old African kids in college. You dig what I'm saying? So, you know, like, man, it's not just one thing that's going to help us, man. It ain't just finance that's going to help us. It ain't just, you know what I'm saying, knowing the knowledge. It's a lot of things, man, that black people going to have to go through in order to get, you know what I'm saying, to the places that we want to go as a, you know, as a community.
Okay.
Because it's hard, man, to it's hard to tell a lot of people anything nowadays, man, because I don't know, man. It's just hard, you know what I'm saying? I talk to people, and it's like, you know, these are black people I'm talking to. It's like half the time they don't want to listen. They're not trying to hear you. So it's kind of like, man, we live in that generation where I don't even think this is going to be the generation that's going to get the shit right at all.
Oh, wow.
I personally think that, man, because, I mean, you got people like the Doggons over here, the Yoruba. They got schools, and they giving it to people simple. You know what I'm saying? They breaking it down simple for people, and they still don't get it. So it's kind of like, man, I don't know. I don't know if this is going to be or the next generation. I don't know. I think it's going to take a couple years to reverse this shit, man.
I dig you. I feel you. I feel you. Okay, I guess I'll take the commercial, man. We come back and see what's going on with it.
Okay.
Alright, cool. Let me man, boy, you sitting up here, boy, you hitting us with the nice little facts, faconomics here. That's my new word, dog. Faconomics. Let's go.
Yo.
Why? Wow.
Oh, yeah. Wait, are we going to a commercial? Yo, Taylor. Okay, we having some technical difficulties over here. Yo, Taylor.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, you there?
Yeah, man, I don't know what's up, man. I'm trying to go to commercial, man.
Blog Talk Radio, you know how I do. You know how they do us, man.
Nah, you get one of these.
Yeah, give me another one. Hey,
you get one of those.
I know, man. I don't know what it is over here, man. I guess, man, take us to commercial, bro.
All right. I'm adjusting it. I see we had some shit going on. I pressed the button. It don't want to play. All right, let's go.
Tune in to the Dennis Life Network featuring our superstar roster. Every Wednesday at 7:30 p.m., you got the conversation with Case, waking our urban people up. Followed by every Thursdays at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time with the Relationship Hour with Pastor Mo discussing real life matters and ministry and relationships. Then you have Hip Hop Fridays interviewing and playing the hottest pure talent from all over the world at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. And every Saturday at 4 p.m. Central Standard Time, you are tuned in with the Dennis Live Show. That is a general-based topic show interacting with the people. www.westernworld1.com.
Hi, yo, we back. We're going to take y'all on into another song real quick. We just having a little technical difficulties over here, so, you know, have some patience. All right, where we going with this, man? Well, let's go with A$AP Rocky.
Beat is on, make you think think about all of the niggas you've been leading on. Make me think about all of the rappers I've been feeding on. Got a feeling that's the same dudes that we speaking on. Oh, word, ain't heard my album, who you sleeping on? You should print the lyrics out and have a fucking read along. Ain't a fucking sing along unless you brought the weed along. And just, okay, I got it. Then just drop down and get your eagle on. Or we can stay up at the stars and put the Beatles on. All the shit you talking about is not up for discussion. I will pay to make it bigger, I don't pay for no reduction. If it's coming from a nigga, I don't know, then I don't trust it. If you coming from my head, then motherfucker get the bussin'. Yes, Lord, I don't really say this often, but this long dick nigga ain't for the long talking, I be.
I love bad bitches, that's my fucking problem. And yeah, I like the fuck, I got a fucking problem. I love bad bitches, that's my fucking problem. I love bad bitches, that's my fucking problem. And yeah, I like the fuck, I got a fucking problem.
And finding somebody real is your fucking problem. Bring your girls to the crib, maybe we can solve. Yeah, ho, this the finale. My pep talk turned into a pep rally. Say she from the hood, but she living south the valley. Now I'm vacating Atlanta, then she going back to Cali. Got your girl on my line, world on my line. The irony, I fuck them at the same damn time. She eyeing me like a nigga don't exist. Girl, I know you want this, duh. Girl, I'm Kendrick Lamar, aka Benz is to me just a car. That mean your friends is need be up to par. See, my standards are pampered by threesomes tomorrow. Kill them all, dead bodies in the hallway. Don't get involved, listen what the crystal ball say. Holly, Berry, hallelujah, holla back, I'll do ya.
I love bad bitches, that's my fucking problem. And yeah, I like the fuck, I got a fucking problem. I love bad bitches, that's my fucking problem. And yeah, I like the fuck, I got a fucking problem. I love bad bitches, that's my fucking problem. And yeah, I like the fuck, I got a fucking problem.
If finding somebody real is your fucking problem, bring your girls to the crib, maybe we can solve it.
The message for today is entitled, How to Deactivate Your Willie Chip. How to Deactivate Your Willie Lynch Chip. Now, some of you here might not know who Willie Lynch was.
Yes, yes, yes.
So let me get right into the meat of this today, and I trust that you will take notes, as the brother just said, write down, because I want to give you something to think about today.
Yes, yes.
There was a man in 1832 who was a state official for the state of Virginia. His name was Henry Berry. And Henry Berry said in the Virginia House of Delegates, and I quote him, here's what he said, talking about Africans or Negroes, or what they really called us back then was Negroes. And this is what he said. We have, as far as possible, closed every avenue by which light might enter the Negroes' minds. If we could extinguish the capacity to see the light, our work would be complete. They would then be on a level with the beasts of the field, and we would be safe. I am not certain that we would not do it if we could find out the process, and that on the plea of necessity. Again, we're talking about a state senator in Virginia who made that statement before the House of Delegates in 1832. Something about Virginia. There's a city in Virginia called Lynchburg. And that's where Jerry Falwell is from, y'all. Where Liberty Baptist College is from. Lynchburg, Virginia. There's a reason why it's called Lynchburg, Virginia in 2002. Not just because they lynched Africans there, but in honor of a man named Willie Lynch. Willie Lynch there in Virginia, and he said these words, if you will allow me to read his speech to you. But you need to understand what his speech was, all right? So you know how to deactivate your Willie Lynch chip, because brothers and sisters, everybody born in this country, especially every African born in this country, is implanted with the Willie Lynch chip before they even leave the womb. Here's what he said. Greetings, gentlemen. I greet you here on the bank of the James River in the year of our Lord, 1712. I shall thank you, the gentlemen of the colony of Virginia, for bringing me here. I am here to help you solve some of your problems with slaves. Your invitation reached me on my modest plantation in the West Indies, where I have experimented with some of the newest and still the oldest methods for controlling slaves. Ancient Rome would envy us if my program is implemented. As our boat sailed south James River, which by the way is named in honor of our illustrious king, whose version of the Bible we cherish, I saw enough to know that your problem is not unique. While Rome used cords of wood as crosses for standing human bodies along its highways in great numbers, you are here using the tree and the rope on occasion. I caught the whiff of a dead slave hanging from a tree a couple of miles back. Losing valuable stock by hangings, you are having uprisings, slaves are running away, your crops are sometimes left in the fields too long for maximum profit, you suffer occasional fires, your animals are killed. Gentlemen, you know what your problems are? I do not need to elaborate on them. You know what they are. I'm not here to enumerate your problems. I'm here to introduce you to a method of solving them.
All right, and we back. Today we talking about the Willie Lynch chip, you know, basically who's the product of it, you know what I'm saying, and how did it work, and you know what I'm saying, basically things like that. I'm here with my co-host, Sleep. You on there? You online with me, man?
I'm here. Can you hear me? Do I sound choppy? I'm good.
Yeah, nah, you sound good. You sound good.
Cool. I'm in the building.
Okay. There's some weird shit going on with Blog Talk tonight. I'm trying to upload clips, you know, while the show going and the page is all flipping out. But, okay, man. I mean, did you have any more questions or anything you wanted to talk about?
Man, we could elaborate on that Willie Lynch, man, for a minute, man. What the guy was talking about, man. He was basically saying about Willie Lynch. He wrote this letter, and how was it more so? The letter was supposed to be downplaying us African American to let us know this is what we're doing, this is what's going on. Is that what that letter is kind of representing?
No, well, I mean, I don't believe it was just one person who came up with that. I think that's a whole, like, analogy of the methods that was used by different, you know, slave traders back then. You know, maybe it was wrote by one person. That motherfucker was smart as hell, you know what I'm saying? I'm just going to be real. He was real smart because it's still working, you know, 300 years later.
Yeah, but, I see, man.
I think that's mostly just an analogy of, you know, all what the slave traders, they did back then, like, you know, separating, you know, individuals on skin color, on height, you know what I'm saying, things like that. That's what you have in the black community. A lot of people don't. You have all of these hang-ups, you know what I'm saying? If you really look, most dark-skinned dudes like what? Light-skinned women. I mean, that's common, right?
Yeah, I see.
Most dark-skinned girls like light-skinned dudes. You know what I'm saying? So we have all of these hang-ups where we don't even like each other no more, man. I mean, you got women running around with fake hair on. You know what I'm saying? So, and I ain't gonna front. I'm gonna be real. I'm gonna keep it to you real right now. Some of them damn girls with the weaves on look like fools, dog.
I thought you said you looked good, but go ahead. I'm listening.
Some of them, not all of them. You know, some of them they can rock it. Some of them, come on, man. I'm telling you, man. I be seeing some of these girls, man. And then the thing, the whole lace front, it be pulling they lining back. If you really look at some of our women, man, they look surprised, son.
Wow.
No, I'm just messing around. But nah, they walking around with fake hair on, man, that's not even theirs. You know what I'm saying? It's like, what are you representing? If you can't even love your real hair, you know how many women I talk, man, when I say, you know, they be like, oh, I'm having problems with my hair or something like that. I'd be like, well, you know, why don't you just take that shit out and rock it normal for a little while? Oh, nah, I ain't finna do all of that. It's like, are you you for real? So, I mean, they basically, that structure that was set up back then made us hate certain things about ourselves, man. If you really look, it ain't even, a lot of issues that black people have is not really that really big issues, man. They really simple issues that we just can't, you know, we're not in a position to handle. We just emotionally shocked, so we're not in a position to really handle them situations like we should. Like kids, these young-ass girls having babies. Why can't parents just enforce their kids or stop their kids from, you know, doing that shit? Because now most parents nowadays that I know that's parents, they don't, you know, they won't slap their kids on the ass or anything. No, man, I'm not going to do that, man. That's abuse. But, I mean, back in the day, shit, we got hit with, man, all types of anything you could think of that was in front of your mom, you got hit with. Am I lying, sweet?
I feel you, man.
Man, you got hit with a skillet, a brick. If that motherfucker was there, I mean, people not even really raising their kids now anymore. You know what I'm saying? They scream at them or whatever, but you see, that's not really even doing nothing. Like, as we talked about a couple weeks ago, I think it was, about, you know, you was on a train and you some little dudes was just sitting there rapping or cursing or something, and it was an old lady right there.
Yeah. Last week, yeah.
If they curse and talk about that shit in front of their mother and fathers, dog, they can care less about that old lady sitting there. And I think that's one of the problems in the black community with the black family of this generation, that the parents are so cool with their kids.
I got a text saying, what's wrong with weed?
What's wrong with what?
I got a text. Somebody texted me and said, what's wrong with weed?
What's wrong with weed?
Yeah.
Oh, ain't nothing wrong with weed. I mean, it's for some people and it's not for some people, man. That's really it. I mean, was that a question?
Yeah, I got that text. They were like, what's wrong with weed? Like, you know, I guess the female shot the text and said, you know, hey, man, what's wrong with wearing weed?
Oh, with weave. I thought you meant weed.
Oh, weed. No, weave.
What's wrong with weed? What's wrong? Okay, I'll tell you what's wrong with weaves. It's not your hair. That's what's wrong. That's what's wrong with weaves. You want to be 100 about it? I mean, think about it. Just think about it. How many white women do you see trying to put black girl hair in their hair? Like, let's just be real. How many Chinese women do you see trying to get black people's hair and sell it on the market to their people? The problem is nobody don't want our hair. They don't want our hair texture. They say they taught us it was hard to deal with. They taught us that it was ugly. So now we don't even want it. That's the problem with weave. I mean, like, we don't even want it. And I mean, to her, my question to be, why would you wear something that you wasn't born with? Just because it's the style? I mean, I'm just asking. That's my question. Like, why would you wear something that you weren't born with? Well, I'm born with white girl hair, so you know why rock it. That's all I'm asking. You weren't born with that. Why rock it? You know why? It's because we know in this society that is what's considered to be beautiful. The girl with the long hair and flowing hair and stuff like that. I mean, we've been conditioned through stories, dog, through little stories when we was kids. You think what I'm saying? So we don't think that anything that a black person do is necessarily beautiful anymore.
I feel you.
So, you know, that's my question to her. Why would you wear something that you wasn't born with? And then, you know, man, what people like, people from other cultures be saying about when they see women like that, man, like, we just don't even, we have no ideas, dog. We have no ideas, like, would people be making fun of us and everything? Because we don't like ourselves. We the only group of people on this earth that don't like ourselves.
Right.
And everybody trying to be like us.
Huh?
You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody on this motherfucker is trying to be like us, and we the only person that don't like ourselves. Women scared if they wear their natural hair, man, ain't going to like it, or it's too hard to deal with, or it's hard. You know what's the funny thing? Another thing to her is, why is it that black women grow their hair just to get it in the style, then they cut it all off again? Then they put weave in their hair just to get it in another style, then cut it all off. It's like, come on, man. We that damn lazy? So anyway, man, oh, something else with the weave thing. So, Dilla, you there?
Yo, why do white people have dreads?
Why do white people have dreads?
Yeah.
Well, okay, man, it's for white people to achieve dreadlocks, basically they have to put like a paste, like chemical, or, you know, I guess it's something you could do something natural, but they still got to put something in their hair for it to lock up like our hair. So, I mean, that's the answer to that question. Why do they have locks? I mean, I don't know. I guess you're going to have to ask one why they got locks. But, you know, at the end of the day, to be like somebody else, you still got to process your hair some type of way, so you got to process it from its unnatural state.
So it's kind of more, it's more of a waste of time to try to really do it, you know?
Nah, I mean, that's just, dude, I guess, man, a lot of black women do that shit to, you know, because that's the image of beauty that was, you know, handed down to them over the, what's his name, have long hair, have your hair like this, you know what I'm saying? A lot of them say it's for comfort, but really what's more comfort than wearing your own shit? If you
right.
think if you think of all the millions that black women spend in the hair products, dog, like a year, and we talking about there's something wrong with our community, like, are you serious? Like, we don't have no money in our community, but, you know what I'm saying, all of these chicks walking around, hair done every week. Kid don't even know ABCs or how to do math or nothing, but their hair is done every week.
Wow.
That's a problem. That's one of the problems in the community, man. We spend time on the smallest shit instead of just simplifying. We spend time on small shit, making ourselves look good and, you know, we spending a lot of money doing that shit. Basically, what I'm trying to say is we spend a lot of money trying to live up to another culture's respect, trying to get respect from another culture. Because if you think that's exactly what's going on.
Elaborate with it a little bit. Like, why you don't think that they just trying to do it because that's something that they want to do, or you just think it's more so what you think?
I mean, I don't know. I mean, it's like I said, man, that's the image of beauty that was presented to women. Like, the same image of being, you know, skinny was presented to women was beautiful and things like that. I mean, people are just going off of, you know, basically, I feel like a lot of black people are going off what the public tell them to do, basically. Back in the days, the women used to wear braids and stuff like that. It was cool to wear braids and stuff. Now, I guess it's just cool to, you know, have blonde hair that don't look like dark-skinned women. For instance, dark-skinned women with blonde hair. I mean, how does that work? Straight hair at that. I mean, how does that work?
I don't know, listen to that.
I mean, you don't think that look foolish?
I don't know. I'm trying to figure it out. I mean, I can see you got blonde hair and black eyebrows. You feel me?
No, no. I'm talking about dark-skinned women, jet black, chocolate sister, blonde hair. How does that work?
Oh, I got you. I got you. So she's like a caramel that, sundae with chocolate fillings in it.
That shit don't look right. And I mean, that's the thing in the black community. We don't speak up to each other. Half the shit I be saying sometimes, yo, you just be like, really?
Wait, bro, like, wait. I didn't mean to cut you off. But did you just make another male version of Ain't Nobody Got Time for That?
Oh, man. No, I'm just saying, ain't nobody tell you that you looked fucked up before you stepped out the house with that blonde hair on. And then they wonder why people be talking about our culture and laughing at our culture is because we won't live our culture. That's why. We won't live it. We live in everybody else's culture. Them white girls, man, come on, when they see them black girls with blonde hair, they know that they want to be like them. They like, okay. But then if you look, most of the white women nowadays is trying to be like black girls. So it's kind of like, you know what I'm saying? It's kind of like, man, I don't know why the hell they do it. I mean, I guess we would have to sit down with women more. I mean, what's his name? Shit. The comedian dude had a whole documentary about the hair industry thing.
Talking about Chris Rock.
Yeah. Yeah, and I mean, you know what's funny about that? Look how simple it was, dog, how he broke all of that down. Look how simple it was. They took a can and put it into some perm chemicals, and the can melted. I bet you any money in the black neighborhood, perm skyrocketed and it sold more. I bet you they did. It's like, for real, you can't get no more simple than somebody putting a can in there, showing you that it's fucking your scalp up and it's melting the can, and you still going to do it.
I heard about that Beijing, dog, that people that they put on their face, the black stuff. I heard it got some kind of metal in it. And I was reading, well, I was looking at it on YouTube where the lady was like, it said don't mix this Beijing, the dark, you know, the stuff that they put on people's face, these guys putting on their face and all this stuff, cover up the gray, dyeing their hair and their beard and all this stuff. They said if you mix it with metal, it kind of sticks to the bowl like a magnetic.
Oh, yeah.
And that's crazy. You put it on your face?
I haven't really heard about that, man. But it's so much shit that's being done nowadays to harm people, man. I wouldn't put it past anybody. You know what I'm saying?
I got you. Well, look, you know what, bro? Let's do this, man. I know we got a couple of minutes. Let's just take a couple of commercial breaks, man. If you want to play a quick song, we can do that, man. And then we're going to come back and we're going to kind of give our rounds and we can wrap it up a little bit. You know why people ain't calling in? Hey, let me ask you a question. You know why people ain't calling in?
What's up?
Well, did you give out the telephone number?
Oh, no. I didn't. I mean, I had a chance to text a couple people, but we've been so busy just talking and going on, man, so you know.
Hey, if y'all want to call in, man, 347-838-9106. We only got about 15 minutes anyway, man, about 10 minutes or so. So if y'all want to call in, that's cool, but I'm getting a whole bunch of text messages. So yeah, I see people texting me and stuff like that too. So if y'all want to continue on texting me, I'll ask me the questions. We can do that as well. So, case on the roll right now, man. All right, man, I'm gonna rock this commercial,
check it
man.
Out. Check it out real quick. I'm gonna play this other quick clip about the Willie Lynch thing. You know, to get people, you know, so they know exactly what we're trying to get at. You know what I'm saying with the show.
Okay, cool. We're after this commercial. Want to drop out this commercial? Let's do it.
Yeah. Let's do the commercial first. Let's get it.
The Western World One Network has never been easier to connect with Blog Talk Radio, Facebook, Twitter, and WesternWorldOne.com until now. By using our mobile app, just log on to www.WesternWorldOne.com and click yes to the mobile app. That's it. That's all. One button does it all. WesternWorldOne.com.
All right, cool. We back, man. Let's get it.
Yo, give me 1 second. I'm 1 second off today, son.
I'm going to play a song. I'll play one of my songs, dog. Y'all want to hear something that we're going to be bumping on Friday nights? This is what we be bumping on Friday nights, y'all.
Yeah.
about to earn some bragging rights. I'm about to give it up like I've been holding back all night. Girl, take pride in what you wanna do, even if that means a new man every night inside of you. Well, baby, I don't mind. You can tell by how I roll. My click hard on my cup hold, my tongue slurs, I'm so thrown. I'm wiping sweat from my last show, he's TG and I'm at.
The Western World 1 Network has never been easier to connect with Blog Talk Radio, Facebook, Twitter, and WesternWorld1.com. Until now, by using our mobile app, just log on to www.WesternWorld1.com and click yes to the mobile app. That's it. That's all. One button does it all. WesternWorld1.com.
I have here in my bag a foolproof method for controlling your black slaves. I guarantee every one of you that if installed correctly, it will control the slaves for at least 300 years. My method is simple. Any member of your family or an overseer can use it. I have outlined a number of differences among the slaves. And I take these differences and make them bigger. I use fear, distrust, and envy for control purposes. These methods have worked on my plantation in the West Indies, and it will work throughout the South. This simple little list of differences and think about them. On top of my list is age. But it's there only because it starts with an A. The second is color or shade. Then there is intelligence, size, sex, sizes of plantations, status on plantations, attitude of owners, whether the slaves live in the valley or on a hill, east, west, north, south, whether they have fine hair or whether they have coarse hair, whether they are tall or short. Now that you have a list of differences, I shall give you an outline of action. But before that, I want to assure you that distrust is stronger than trust, and envy stronger than adulation, respect, or admiration. The black slaves are receiving this indoctrination on my plantation, and if yours receives this indoctrination, they will carry it on and will become self-refueling and self-generating for hundreds of years, maybe thousands. Don't forget, you must pitch the old black male against the young black male, the young black male against the old black male. You must use dark-skinned slaves against light-skinned slaves and light-skinned slaves versus dark-skinned slaves. You must use the female versus the male and the male against the female. You must also have your white servants and overseers distrust all blacks. But it is necessary that your slaves trust and depend on only us. They must love, respect, and trust only us. Gentlemen, these kits are your keys to control. Use them. Have your wives and children use them. Never miss an opportunity. For if used intensely for 1 year, the slaves themselves will remain perpetually distrustful of each other. Thank you, gentlemen. And that's the end of his speech. Like I said, brothers and sisters, today's message is how to deactivate your Willie Lynch chip. Because what I just read here is all a part of the social engineering that we as Africans grew under, this Willie Lynch syndrome that literally has us as Africans hating each other, not trusting each other, the first to talk about each other and put each other down, the first to laugh at each other. Y'all understand what I'm saying? You see, brothers and sisters, it was in the interest and business of the slaveholders to study the nature of the slaves with a view to the results that they wanted to achieve through slavery. Conscious of the injustices and the wrongs that were perpetuating upon the slaves every hour of every day, they were concerned about what would happen if these slaves rose up in retribution. So they began to study these slaves. They studied their facial response. They studied their body language. They studied the tonality of their voice when they communicated to see if they were about to experience an uprising.
The Western World One Network has never been easier to connect with Blog Talk Radio, Facebook, Twitter, and WesternWorldOne.com. Until now, by using our mobile app, just log on to www.WesternWorldOne.com and click yes to the mobile app. That's it. That's all. One button does it all. WesternWorldOne.com.
Suffer from degenerative diseases such as high blood pressure, diabetes, fibroid tumor, high cholesterol, genital herpes, or a plethora of other diseases that rob you of a quality life? If so, then visit the website of herbalist Tahuti Ma'atra at dhealthstore.com and open the door to natural healing at an affordable price. dhealthstore.com has over 1,800 products created by herbalist Tahuti Ma'atra, specifically designed to help you heal the natural and safe way. At dhealthstore.com, you'll find everything from herbal formulas and cleanses, such as Tahuti's famous Full Body Detox, as well as herbal teas, extracts, natural body butters, lotions, creams, children's products, hair care products, and of course, sexual enhancement products for both men and women. So visit the website of Tahuti Ma'atra, dhealthstore.com, or call toll free at 1-888-823-9416. dhealthstore.com.
Wake up. We back on our last 5 minutes of the conversation with Dennis and Kate, man. You know what I'm saying? Tonight we're talking about the product of the Willie Lynch chip. And the reason why I played them clips so y'all can stay with us, you know what I'm saying, and know exactly what we're talking about. So, I mean, yo, Dilla, how did you feel about that clip right there?
Hey, man, I think that was hot, man. I mean, he kind of broke it down. He elaborated on the fact of how they turned each other against each other, letting us know what's going on, what we need to do. It brought to me, man. I mean, it came, you know, it got me thinking over here, bro. For real.
Right. I mean, and you know the funny thing about that, man, that's a pastor.
See? Right. Crazy.
Inside of a church. See, I think, man, that's beautiful because I think that's where, you know, most of the black people who really want to do something, you know what I'm saying, a lot of them don't go in the right direction, you know what I'm saying? And I'm not saying I'm better than anybody or nothing like that. What I'm trying to say is we don't end up, man, because I have problems. I have problems that I had to deal with, but I didn't run, you know, and hide behind a religion. I ran and hid behind, you know what I'm saying, my culture. Because I wanted to know why my people were in the position that they was in. You dig what I'm saying?
Right.
I think that, to me, that was one of the smartest things that I felt that I ever did. Because, I mean, I would have still been asleep, you know what I'm saying, to the things that's going on and ending up like my people hating, you know what I'm saying, certain people and certain things for no reason when, you know what I'm saying, it's simple. Right. The answer, when you find out the answer about a lot of this shit, man, and you finally start to really break it down and decode it, you're going to laugh and you're going to be like, wow, it was that simple, huh?
That simple, yeah.
Well, see, we as black people, we so emotionally in distress, man, we want to take everything and make it larger than what it is. And a simple thing, a lot of these people, a lot of these teachers out here, man, they have simple suggestions for us to do as a people, but the problem is we're so emotionally unstable that we don't take time and listen. We like, oh, that's too hard to do. I don't want to do that or do this. You know what I'm saying? We just won't listen. But there's people out there teaching, man. Once again, that was Ray Hagan. It's called, the name of the video, y'all can check it out on YouTube. It's like an hour-long video. I was able to just chop a couple little pieces out before the show started. But it's called Deactivating Your Willie Lynch Chip. And, I mean, for a lot of, for the black people that's out there listening, you know what I'm saying, and trying to get free, I'm telling you, that's a strong video. That's a real strong video for you to watch.
Well, man, if they want to, man, they can go to westernworld1.com, download that app. There's WESTONWORLDONE.com. If you download that app, man, y'all connect with a lot of stuff, man, with Western World, what Dennis Live is doing, what Case is doing, what Pastor Mo does on the Relationship Hour on Thursday nights, even the Hip Hop Fridays that we be doing, you know, from 7:30 Wednesday. Just remember this, Wednesday through Friday is 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. You got Case with the Conversation. You got Pastor Mo Sales on Thursday with the Relationship Hour. Then you got the Hip Hop Show on Friday. And then on Saturdays, which is my show, Dennis Live Show, is at 4 p.m. Central Standard Time. You might as well say Dennis Live and Case too, because, you know, he come on my show, I come on his show, and we just go in on everybody.
We definitely do a continuance, man. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
But,
Well, I guess nobody really called in on your show, man, because you forgot. Hey, my phone, let me cut you off. I guess nobody called in on your show, man, because you forgot to get on the phone number. But it's okay. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's all good. It's all good. I mean, I like doing the show, man. You know, I'm one of them people, when I learn something, I try to present it to my people. If they don't want it, then, you know what I'm saying, hopefully somebody, at least one person, get what I'm trying to, you know, translate through them and, you know, wake up and, you know, we continue on and just keep moving as a culture, man, and as a people.
Amen. Well, brother, you know how it is, man. I love you, man. Love the fact of how you kicked the knowledge down today. I love the fact of how you broke it down. I love the fact of how you get the good side and the bad side of it. So every Wednesday night, man, check them out, 7:30 p.m.
Remember, westernworld1.com. Download that mobile application. That's where you can find us at. You can get all the, you know, news and everything on the shows and what's going to be going on. So, you know what I'm saying? Get that app. Or we going to be at your crib like
commercial. Let's hit it with the commercial. Let's hit it with the commercial. Let's shut it down.
Let me kill your ass with this commercial, son. Get the mobile app.
The Western World 1 Network has never been easier to connect with Blog Talk Radio, Facebook, Twitter, and WesternWorld1.com. Until now. By using our mobile app, just log on to www.WesternWorld1.com and click yes to the mobile app. That's it. That's all. One button does it all. WesternWorld1.com.